The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter. Young Ashley Dutton is like most boys his age. He shows very little fear. He's not frightened of speed, heights, getting lost, school teachers, or deep waters. He's not shy with his parents, aunts and uncles, strange adults, and even babies. But, oh, brother, is he both frightened of and shy with girls. Well, it was one evening a few weeks ago when Ashley said goodnight to his family and went up to bed.
Good night, Dad.
Night, son.
Night, Mom.
Good night, Ashley.
Good night, compost. Pleasant nightmares, Death Adder.
Ashley, don't you think it'd be nice once in a while if you kissed your sister goodnight?
What? Get some horrible complaint? Not likely.
Don't worry, brother dear. I wouldn't kiss you if you're the last boy alive.
If I were the last boy alive, you'd be dead, cause you'd have nothing to live for.
Why, you...
Good night, son, and don't forget to clean your teeth well.
No, Dad. You know, sometimes I wish I had Uncle Harry's teeth so I could just stick him in a glass of water.
Dexter, now that he's gone up to bed, there's something I want to talk to you about.
Don't tell me he smashed Mrs. Murphy's window again.
Oh, no, not today. It's about his school dance next Saturday. Now, Ethel Moss told me every boy in the school is obliged to attend, but Ashley hasn't mentioned a word of it to me.
Well, maybe he takes it for granted. We just know he's going.
Oh, no. You know, I believe he's purposely avoiding mentioning anything about the dance.
Well, if you ask me, he has no intention of going.
Well, he has to go. Oh, I only wish he'd discuss these things with his family. Wonder who he's taking.
Taking?
Taking?
That's what I said, taking. Boy can't go to a school dance by himself.
I don't know. The only company Ashley's likely to take is a large green frog in his coat pocket.
Yes, Horace, that's what he'll take. And his blue tongue lizard in the other pocket.
Oh, you're both talking absolute nonsense. My son will be going to the school dance like any other boy, with a girl.
A girl?
Yes, Dexter, you know what a girl is. That's one of those things you turn round and stare at when you think I'm not watching.
Well,
Eat your breakfast, Ashley, or you'll be late for school.
Oh, I'm not hungry.
Son, if you're not hungry, you must be sickening for something.
No, I wish I was.
You wish you were.
I wish I was, were, and would. There's nothing I'd like better this week than have a slight case of smallpox.
Ashley, don't speak like that. What's eating you anyway?
Oh, nothing.
I'll bet I know what's the matter.
You know nothing and never did.
School dance, dear old golden rule dance.
Oh, go put your head in a bucket, compost.
Oh, Ashley. Look, you are going to the dance on Saturday, are you not?
I am not.
But you have to. Every boy in your school is compelled to go.
That's what we understand, son.
Well, they can't compel a boy to go with two broken arms and a sprained ankle.
But you haven't got two broken arms and a sprained ankle.
Yeah, just wait till I jump off the roof this afternoon.
Ashley, don't talk such rubbish. Certainly you're going to the dance. I'll clean and press your blue suit today.
Oh, do that, Mom, and then hang it up till I'm best man at Janie's wedding. I say, I'd better be moving. Bye, Mom. So long, Pop. See you later.
Ashley, you should start getting into practice. Aren't you going to kiss me goodbye?
Listen, sis, it's bad enough for a bloke to have to kiss a girl without having to kiss a ghoul. So long.
Did you hear what my brother called me?
Yes, dear, I did, and it was very rude.
Now, don't let it upset you, Janie. To a young man Ashley's age, all girls are ghouls. But when a young man is older, a girl becomes a beautiful... Well,
yes, dear?
A beautiful woman he wants to make his wife, like my adorable Jessie.
Hmm.
Yes, well, the vital thing is, dear, at the moment, the vital thing is for us to help Ashley. I'm sure if he knew of a nice girl to take to the dance, he'd enjoy himself.
Well, of course he would. Now, who do we know has a nice daughter?
Yeah, who?
Leave my friends out of it, thank you.
Wait a minute. Mrs. Mullins has a most attractive daughter.
Dexter, will you think in terms of your son and not yourself? Mrs. Mullins' daughter is 22.
Yeah, I know, and very... That's right, she's much too old. Much too old.
Wait a minute. How about Anne Porter's young sister, Beverly? She's about Ashley's age.
Mummy, don't you dare. Anne is one of my best friends. And if my brother took her sister to a dance, she'd probably never speak to me again.
Well, why wouldn't she?
Why? Because Ashley would most likely make young Beverly walk yards behind him. And I wouldn't be surprised if he put the lizard down the back of her neck.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Dee. You're exaggerating.
Mummy, it's not possible to exaggerate the fiendish mind of my brother.
Jesse, I just had a thought.
Why, Dexter, after all these years...
Yes, I... Oh, all right. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about that new woman, the one who moved into the corner house. Hasn't she got a young daughter?
Maud Petal? Well, of course she has.
Yeah.
I met the woman at Enid's card game on Saturday. She's got a very sweet little girl, a year or two younger than Ashley.
Then it's perfect. Simply invite the sweet little girl here to meet our sour big son.
You are, dear. I knew as soon as you came in.
Hello, Daddy, darling.
Where's the other member of the family? Where's Arthur Murray?
Ashley's not home from school yet. You know, he needs a good talking to, that boy.
Oh, he's probably arranging a date for the dance.
Well, he doesn't have to. Mummy's arranged everything. Mrs. Petal's little girl's coming here tomorrow night.
It's worked out perfectly. Maud Petal and her husband are going out somewhere tomorrow night, and I've offered to put their daughter up here for the night.
Well, that's fine. As long as Ashley doesn't decide to put himself up for the night at the YMCA.
Oh, don't be silly, Dexter. He's not to know there's anything sneaky in what I'm doing. However, one way or another, our son is going to invite the young lady to the Saturday dance.
Unless we put him in a straitjacket, I don't see how.
Sorry I'm late, Mum. Hi, Dad.
You are very late.
And just where have you been, young man? It's after 5:30.
Well, Mum, you'll be very pleased to know I've been thinking about that dance and how I should have a partner.
Don't tell me.
You don't mean you arranged a partner?
Mm-hmm. Sure have. I realize today that when you've got to go, you've got to go. And if I've got to go, I might as well go with someone.
Wonders will never cease.
Well, who's your partner to be?
Don't be impatient. You'll see. Well, I won't keep you in suspense any longer. Partner, you can come inside and show yourself.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Oh, Snail!
Snail! Sure, Snail and I are going to the dance together.
Sure. Yep, Snail is coming out of his little shell on Saturday night.
But, Ashley, you can't do that.
Well, of course you can't. Snail is a boy.
Well, I sure ain't a platypus.
Oh, Snail. Look, this is nothing against you, but it's ridiculous. If you were a girl, things would be different.
You're telling me.
Ashley, look, just a moment. When a boy goes to a school dance and he's your age, it's high time he thought about inviting a pretty young lady.
Hey, Mr. Dutton, I don't like the way you leaned on that word pretty. Is that a crack at me?
Oh.
Don't you boys realize that a dance is a place where young couples dance? Now I ask you, how would you two look on a dance floor?
Well, I don't know. Here, let's show them, Snail.
Oh, hold it. Hey, hold that. That's it.
Stop it at once.
Four left feet.
Yeah, and this is where I put a foot down. Now, listen to me, you two fellas. Get this straight. You, Snail, are welcome to go to the dance, but you'll have to find yourself a partner. And you, Ashley, are going with a partner, but it's going to be a girl.
A girl?
That's right.
A girl.
Mrs. Dutton, you don't mean a female girl? Look, Ashcan, before you go home, let's sit down on the curb and work this thing out.
Yeah.
Your family couldn't be serious about what they said last night.
Oh, they were serious. I've got the pressure put on me about this dance, and you haven't heard the worst.
Tell me the worst.
And don't you breathe a word of this to the fellas.
Cross my heart and hope for a gruesome death.
Well, Mum's invited a dame home for dinner tonight.
You mean a young dame? A girl?
Yeah, one of them. Some bird that lives up at the corner.
Jumping kangaroos. Seem to me like your family's pushing you to the altar before your time.
Well, you can push a horse to the altar, but you can't make him sink. You know, Gallagher, we need a plan, and I'm right out of blueprints.
There must be some way to stop that doll coming to your place tonight.
Yeah, I'd like to stop her like they do in Tombstone Sheriff.
Say, We could ring her up from the public telephone and tell her the deal's off.
Oh, no, Mum would only find out and there'd be trouble. Mum's invited the kid to spend the night on account of folks are going out.
In that case, we'll just have to make her dislike you as much as you can. If she doesn't go for you, she won't like being your partner for the dance.
Gallagher, you're forgetting one important point. How could any female resist me?
Even you could make yourself nauseating if you put your mind to it. Listen, Ashcan, your family's sure to leave you alone with that bird tonight so you can get acquainted. Mm-hmm. So when you're alone, make yourself repulsive, like I always do.
Yeah, do you reckon that'd scare her off?
Maybe so. And then again, well, maybe not. Some girls are scared by the nasty type, while others are scared by the romantic type. All you need to do is try out both angles.
Both angles?
Sure. Let's call the nasty type Plan A. And we'll call the romantic type Plan B.
Right.
Now, first of all, tonight, you try out Plan A and see if that upsets her. If it doesn't work, we'll change to Plan B and get romantic. This dame will run one way or the other.
You know, Snail, I reckon you're not as silly as you look. I'll take your advice and give it a fly.
Good on you, Ashcan. Let me know how things work out, won't you? Anyway, what's the bird's name?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is she's the daughter of a Mrs. Petal.
Geez. I hope her name isn't Rose. Imagine having to go to the dance with a Rose Petal.
Oh, the dinner cooking smells delicious, Jessie. What time is our young visitor arriving?
Well, Marianne should be here any minute. I had a talk with the little girl today, and she's completely on our side.
On our... You mean she's going to help us persuade Ashley to take her to the dance?
She is. Ashley's upstairs right now putting on a clean shirt.
He wanted to put on a clean shirt?
Oh, no, I made him.
Oh,
that'll be Marianne now.
I'll get it, Mummy.
I'd rather hope this young lady's smart enough to cope with Ashley.
Oh, don't worry, she is.
Well, Marianne, do come in. Thank you, Janie. Well, we're all very, very pleased you're spending the night with us, Marianne.
Thank you. So kind of your mother to ask me. Good evening, Mrs. Dutton.
Hello, Marianne. Dexter, this is Marianne Petal.
Oh, I thought so. How do you do, young lady? That's a pretty name for a pretty little girl.
Let me take your little bag. You're sleeping in my room with me tonight.
I hope I'm not putting you out.
Oh, no. Oh, certainly not. Now, look, Marianne, before that unruly son of mine comes downstairs, let's revise what I was telling you earlier at your mother's.
I'm all set for my part, Mrs. Dutton. I'm to take no notice at all of any acts put on by Ashley this evening.
Exactly. I've told him he has to invite you to the dance, which he will do, I'm sure. But I can guarantee he'll put on one or two acts to try and persuade you he'd be bad company.
Yes, I know exactly what you're up against having a son. I have a cousin, and he's crazy too.
You know, I must say it's awfully kind of you, Marianne, to help us out like this. Not many girls would agree to go to a dance with an unwilling partner.
Well, you see, Mr. Dutton, I happen to be very fond of play acting. I hope to be an actress when I'm older. So when Mrs. Dutton explained the complications with Ashley, I accepted my part as a challenge.
Good girl, Marianne. But what a pity your leading man has to be such a goon.
Shh, the goon's coming Dune. Oh, I mean, Ashley's coming downstairs.
Oh, there you are, Ashley. Hurry down, dear. I want you to meet our guest.
I don't mean she's here all... No.
Ashley, come in here at once.
Come on in, son.
Hello. Well, I'm here. Go ahead and decapitate me.
Ashley, I want you to say hello to Mary Ann Petal.
Hello. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Hey. You come back here at once.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Ashley. I think Ashley is a most distinguished name.
It's only a nickname. My proper name is Death Adder.
Now stop that at once.
As a matter of fact, Ashley was christened after my grandfather, Ashley John Dutton. He's dead and buried now, of course.
At this very moment, I wish I was with him.
The dinner was delightful, Mrs. Dutton.
It sure was, Jessie. Really delicious. Now we can sit back and really relax. Well, Marianne, tell us about yourself. Have a cigar?
I'll have one if they're going.
You'll have a good clip under the ear. Oh, I just remembered. I have to duck in next door and see Clara for a few minutes.
I'll come with you, Mummy. Will you excuse us for a while, Marianne?
Certainly.
Dexter?
Yes, dear? What is it, Jessie?
Didn't you mention earlier that you have to see Kimberly tonight on a business matter?
Did I? I did? I don't remember. Yes. Yes, I do have to see KG. As a matter of fact, I'll come with you now.
I won't watch this.
We'll only be a few minutes, Ashley.
You keep Marianne company till we get back.
What?
And Ashley, don't forget what I told you.
We'll see you soon.
Well, Ashley, what's new with you?
New? Nothing. Nothing?
What did your mother mean when she said, don't forget what I told you?
I don't know. I mean... look, kid, I might as well get it off my chest. I'm supposed to ask you to be my partner for the school dance on Saturday.
Ashley, I'd love
to... Hold. Don't answer yet. I don't want your answer till you know what kind of a guy I am. Do you know why they call me Death Adder?
No, I don't.
It's because I'm a real snake in the grass. If I tell you a few things, you won't breathe it to a soul. I've got to confide in someone.
Of course, Ashley.
Well, I guess you read about the big fire yesterday at Grogan's warehouse.
I heard Mummy and Daddy talking about it.
Uh-huh. Who do you think threw a cigarette butt into the pile of rubbish?
You did?
Oh, I didn't say that, but use your head, sister. And do you know that bank that was held up last week by a youthful bandit?
You mean the bank at Pottstown?
Uh-huh. What youthful gunslinger do you reckon was in that vicinity at the time?
You don't mean it was you?
Switch yourself, baby. The reason I'm telling you all this is on account of I'm looking for a gun mall assistant.
Me? Little me? Oh, Ashley, I just adore to work with a real gangster.
You would? Looks like I'll have to switch to the romantic type, Plan B.
What did you say, Death Adder?
I was just mumbling about one of my latest hold-up plans. Marianne. Has anyone ever told you what a cute little nose you have?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you have, honey pie. In fact, you're rather a swell-looking dish.
Thank you.
Do you mind if I move a little closer? The smell of your hair is intoxicating. Your eyes are shining like stars.
But how poetic.
Those ears, that chin, those long eyelashes, that slender neck, those rosebud lips.
Oh, Ashley, you darling boy, kiss me.
Kiss you?
No!
Jesse, I don't know what we're going to do with that boy of ours. Here it is Saturday morning, and he still refuses to take Marianne to the dance tonight.
When did you speak to him last?
Oh, I spoke to him right after breakfast before he went out to meet that, what's his name? It says Snail Gallagher. I threatened to punish him with everything, but all he said was, okay, Dad, I'll take my medicine, but I won't take a girl to the dance.
Oh, dear, Dexter, I'm so disappointed about it. You know, I've cleaned his suit and polished his black shoes.
And I even offered to give him half my allowance money to spend.
It's a great shame, that's what it is. And Marianne's such a sweet little girl.
Yes. You know, probably by next year he'll be imploring Marianne to go dancing with him.
Hi, Mom. Can we grab something to eat?
Hi, everyone.
Good morning, Snail.
Snail. Tell me, what are you two boys doing this morning? Practicing the creek together?
Oh, gee, no, Dad. I'm not taking Snail to the dance after all.
You mean you're not going?
Sure, we're both going.
Yeah, I'm taking Marianne. She's a great kid.
I'll say she is, and so's her cousin Helen. I'm taking her.
What?
Wait, let me get this straight. Am I hearing things correctly? Did you say you were taking Marianne, and you're taking her cousin to the dance?
Hmm, that's right.
Absolutely.
Oh, is my suit pressed, Mum?
Yes, and your shoes polished.
And compost, is that the money office still open?
I guess so.
I don't get it.
Well, there's nothing to get, Dad. We just think the girls are real cute chicks.
Oh, look at the time. Jesse, what time was the dance supposed to finish? Ashley should be home by now.
Daddy, it's only 11 o'clock.
The dance finished at 10:30, and the boys have to see Marianne and her cousin home. He'll be here in a minute, dear.
He better be. When I was his age, I knew a girl named Susie King, and I
yes,
was...
Yes, dear?
I was saved by the bell. I'll get it.
Hi, Dad. We're home. Come in, Snail.
Thanks.
Well, boys, did you have a nice time?
Swell, thanks, Mrs. Dutton.
Yeah, it was super. Oh, we sure took a couple of great girls along. Oh, they're beaut sports.
And we're taking them to the local movies next Saturday.
I don't believe it. Well, the fact is, we'll probably be taking them to the movies every Saturday from now on.
Ashley, the change in you is remarkable.
Yes, it is. Very remarkable. I'd like you to answer me one question. What happened this morning after you told me you wouldn't take Marianne to the dance, even if I punished you?
Hmm? After that? Well, I went out and met Snail.
Yeah. And after he met me, we found out some very interesting news.
Yeah, scintillating news.
Uh-huh. Now we're getting somewhere. Ashley, what was this interesting and scintillating news?
Well, we found out that Marianne's father owns the local movie theater and milk bar.
Life with Dex is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dex at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.